Oh, it's so much fun to get something in the mail from Australia. This is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis, your storyteller. You know what I got in the mail? A little piece of this pebbly surfaced glass that I love. Little rough dots all over it. It has thousands of them, and it's fairly smooth on the other side. The kind that they use in bathroom windows and shower doors and things like that. I don't even know what you call that kind. When I was little, nobody knew around me, so I just called it Edith glass. I don't know why, and I still do. And I have this little square of it now. A lady in Australia went to a building place in Melbourne, which is like in Southeast Australia, and told them and showed them what she wanted, and that I wanted just a little piece. And she said, it's for a blind man in the U.S., and She told them about me and stuff, and they said we'd be delighted to just cut a little piece off one of our pieces here and give it to him as a gift. We would really enjoy doing that for him. And so, because of those people in Melbourne being so generous, I got a nice little piece of glass, and Dawn didn't have to buy a whole great big huge piece of glass, which she would have, but she just got me this little piece and sent it to me. You know what, speaking of glass, Stories and Stuff would not be possible at all if it hadn't have been for a dog that broke our window one time back in 1955. And that was the very first story I also told on Stories and Stuff. It was dedicated to Little Scout, that dog. See, it was when Stories and Stuff started, it was Christmas of 1994. It was a Sunday back then. And I was there playing with my imaginary friends. Just Christmas is kind of the quietest day of the year for me, you know, so it was a wonderful time for these little invisible friends that I cherish that tell me how much I'm loved and how special I am and stuff. And they stand upside down on the ceiling and jump on the beds, and you can't imagine what imaginary friends do. If you've had them when you're little, you know how it is, you know. So they were all there, and one wanted me to tell her a story, which I did, and she said, you know, you ought to put these on the phone, you know, when the people dial a number and hear it, you know, your stories and stuff. And I said, yeah, I could call it like Big Story Phone or Story Call, or I don't know, since I'm going to put on stories, I think I'll just call it Stories and Stuff. That would be something. And so I called Frontier Communications, the phone company. They were actually working right on Christmas back then and Sunday. And they said, yeah, we could fix you up a line like that, and we'll have it working, probably about Tuesday morning. Well, they actually got us hooked up that Monday night. It was December 26th in the evening, and I was checking it all the time, noticed that it was working. So I told my first story on there right then. And that's right. Without that dog breaking my window, well, it happened back in the fall of 1955. As a matter of fact, it was a Sunday, too, a cold Sunday. I think we couldn't pay for the heat or something at that time, and it was pretty cold in our house. And it was me and my sister, who's also blind, and my mother and my father, and the big German Shepherd dog named Little Scout. Actually, the reason we named him Little Scout, he was real little as a puppy, and some people didn't even know if he was going to make it or not, but he did, and he grew and grew, and he was as big as any of the other dogs. But he was wandering outside, and, you know, well, boy, were we cold. And my father got what he thought was a brilliant idea. He said, oh, I could bring the charcoal grill and the briquettes in the house and light them in there. And we'll close up the house, you know, and it'll get warm. And I thought, gosh, that's so smart. Why didn't I think of that? We have the grill right out there. And so Daddy brought it in and lit it. We didn't know about carbon monoxide that kills back then. Well, Daddy lit it, and you know what? Not too long from then, we were warm. It was the nicest feeling. We were standing right near the grill and everything and breathing it in, feeling that how good it was to breathe that warm air. And wasn't too long later that I did something I never did at 6.5 years old. Never. I went to sleep right in the middle of the day. Actually, I just lay down on the bed and passed out, I guess. My mother passed out on the couch, and my father laid down right on the floor. When he got tired, he just fell asleep wherever he was sitting, kind of, and he did. He went over and was lying by the great big window in the living room, right down on the floor. And so we were all passed out, breathing that gas, not knowing it, because it's odorless. And I don't know what little scout thought or what, you know, usually if he wanted to get in, he scratched on the door, and if we didn't let him in, he kind of whimpered and walked away. But for some reason, this time, he jumped at the window till he broke it. And it was right near where my father was sleeping, passed out. And that cold air was blowing right on him from the outside. He was breathing fresh air. And he kind of woke up and found that he was so groggy and dizzy and stuff, he could barely stand up. And he yelled for us, and none of us would answer. It was so spooky, he couldn't find us. And he found Mother laying on the couch, and, you know, and found me, and my sister had her head laying on her construction paper where she was making something right on the table. And, well, he couldn't imagine. He carried us all outside himself, almost fell. He was so dizzy. And gradually, we sort of woke up at first. I could hear people talking, but I had no idea what the words meant. I was so far out of it. And we were, the ground felt like it was spinning and stuff. And where are we? You know, we're still home, honey. You're outside. And Daddy decided, well, maybe it was some kind of gas in the charcoal or something. And so he went in and opened all the windows and put the grill, the fire in the grill out and everything. And I don't know why Little Scout broke the window that day. A policeman we later met told us that in another hour or so they would carry us out in body bags. That's when I first learned the word body bag and also learned how to spell carbon monoxide that day. And I think, you know, just how many adventures that I would have missed. You know, some days are kind of, you know, kind of sad or hard days or something, you know, but so many wonderful things, big hugs, warm baths, laughing, a lady flying all the way from Australia to wash my feet, hearing on a record some sounds of the push-button phone, and I can tell the numbers by sound, and I went and called the number I heard at the beginning of the record to see what it would do, and it was the band leader's mother and of the group called Whiteheart, and she was so surprised that Mark, the band leader, had put her phone number in the tones at the beginning of the record, and we talked an hour. So many adventures, and one of them is being able to talk to you and just share stories. I call it the JTM style. Just tell me. You know, it's not a lot of show business or loud noises or lights or music or anything. It's just real, a real person sharing real stories with real listeners. No tickets, nothing. This will always be free. No charge, just being able to do it. Except when I did it that first Christmas, I had no idea that 11 years later I'd still be doing it, it'd still be as special as it was then. It still is. So I'm so glad I'm alive, and maybe I could just say a few words in doggy in here. You can bark along with me if you want. And maybe for all the puppies. Well, I guess the dogs wouldn't mind too much if I do something for the cats. Well, hope that didn't get the dogs too mad. Anyway, next week there'll be another story, and I guess pretty soon it'll be another month or so, maybe, time to get your hammocks out. Don't let your hammocks be lonely for too long. Stay strong and take care of each other, and no matter how busy you are, you can always find some time to play. Enjoy. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.